It's funny. Yeah,
like you don't have to do anything, Joey. Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. You're
you can
free,
be whatever
so.
You
want
to be.
You
Chad.
Don't have to do anything, Joey Kyo. Welcome.
So.
What the hell was that?
That was my intro. Hello.
Do a proper intro.
What's a proper intro? How was
We've
it
been gone for 6 months, and now we're back. Oh, we all got really busy and famous. So
wait, that's no. It, okay, so. Oh.
Did you see what I wrote on the WordPress Facebook?
See, you're like, Peter, do an intro. And then I start to do an intro.
He's not wrong.
I start to get some together.
Okay, we'll go again, creative, go again.
And
go
then
again.
You're like, I want to talk about this. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, well, come on then.
Shut your hole.
I am Devin, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Oh, it's dark in here. Did turn on when you turn on the lights? Is someone in here? You in here? Hello? Is anyone in here? Maybe I'll turn on the light. Click. Hello? There's two figures in front of me. They're not talking. This is kind of creepy. This is like that last scene in fucking Blair Witch. You know, where he's just staring at the wall. Except they're just looking at me with these blank expressions on their face. They're like,
I knew I shouldn't have missed rehearsal.
Say something.
I was reading about Blair Witch the other day.
Oh, I haven't been here in so long.
Where did you go, Peter? What have you seen?
Is that light?
I've seen some shit. I've seen... You ain't even know what I seen. Okay?
What?
I don't know. We fucked it in. Yeah, you're not good at improv. You're not good at going along with things. You just stand there and go... So fuck it. Hello, this is... What number is this? No one checked
this
before.
Is season 3.
Yeah.
Do we have a season 2?
Yeah. We
it
did
was after
two
our
seasons.
Last long break.
No, it's comic books. It's volume 3.
Okay.
That works.
Can it be cycle 3, like America's Next Top Model, like periods?
No.
No.
Why? I want it to be periods.
Of course, a woman has to be all about the periods. Is that what you're saying?
I just started listening to this podcast and there was a woman on it, but she hasn't been on it since I started listening to it.
Yeah. I think technically, though, this might be year 3.
It is. It is. Because yeah. Facebook keeps reminding me of when we used to record.
Oh.
2 years ago, you were recording.
Jesus. And we're still in the exact same seats.
This is like our... Exact I think this is our second... Well, no, I started off over there because I had my desk.
Oh, yeah.
You used to sit over there when we were recording?
Well, for one or two, you did.
For one or two, I had my own mic, yeah.
I was going to say, were you just shouting over? Hey, you guys!
Then we started getting a bit lazier and just having the one mic going.
Hey, yo, Jay, I disagree.
Hopefully today is like the culmination of all the one micness.
Do we sound better? I hope we sound better.
We should sound better.
I don't know. I mean, even when we switched to the phone mic, we sounded a lot better.
We did actually sound a lot better with the phone mic.
And fuck me.
Yeah, so fucking, I don't know which one this is. Doesn't really matter. It's not like you're going to go back in time and like, oh, what did they think of fucking horror movies like 2 years ago?
You're just copying the Go Home Show. He's just copying the Go Home Show, everyone.
I'm still waiting until the day like I sit you down and record you watching Zombie Flesh Eaters 2.
That's in our pile of DVDs over there.
I know.
I noticed it the other day. I thought Rich is going to think we're stealing this.
Okay, Joey.
We always had this.
Joey is here. She's already talking over me, so this is going to be great. Hi, you're here. How are you?
I am well.
Are you any better than you were 6 months ago?
I can't remember. I actually, you know what? Yes. I'm going to say yes because I'm writing for a proper site now. And I get to interview.
You know, our
really
only listeners
famous,
are people who are on those old ones.
Really famous Hollywood actors, Richard and Peter will attest to it. Don't say who it is because it's embargoed.
Sorry, people wouldn't know.
It's Kevin Bacon.
It's not Kevin Bacon. That would have been amazing, though.
It's
Patrick. Patrick Swayze would have been good. Can you get him?
Why Patrick Swayze?
Why not? What?
Isn't he
Why
dead?
Why would you think Patrick Swayze? I'm sorry, but I think Jacques Cousteau is dead.
Is it Swayze who's dead, or is it...
Swayze
it
is.
It is Swayze.
Swayze is dead, God rest him.
Swayze is dead.
That's the joke.
Kiddie Corn Dungeon?
What?
Oh, okay. You guys don't remember Donnie Darko.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
I know Donnie Darko.
You guys obviously weren't in your late teens.
Man, that was the film, wasn't it? That was the shit back when I was like 14 or 15.
I don't know. I haven't watched it since, but we have it over there. But I haven't... I'm not drawn to watch Donnie Darko.
Mm.
It's not like I'm sitting at home on a Saturday afternoon and I'm like, I'm going to watch Donnie Darko.
I think when you're
they
a teenager...
They gave away the director's cut of that with a Sunday paper here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I spent
so
a fucking fortune on the director's cut. But I remember they did like... Or like when you're a teenager, it's so confusing because it seems so highbrow and so out there.
Yeah.
And then when you kind of watch it when you have a bit more know-how about yourself, it just sort of makes sense a lot more.
I don't mean to be rude, but there are people our age who still feel it's quite deep.
I don't know. Dun, dun, dun. There's better time travel movies. There's better coming of age movies. It's just
time travel.
You know, you know
that's
what?
A fucking time. You don't know that that's a fucking time travel movie.
Oh, so you're
talking
kidding. About yourself there.
I was
a second
talking
ago.
About myself.
So you know what? Like the sort of 20 somethings equivalent of Donnie Darko is Primer. You seen Primer?
Yeah.
No, I never watched Primer.
No.
The guy from XCAD.
I don't remember that movie before anyone else.
XCAD. Is that a... That guy really likes Primer, and I hate that guy, so I didn't watch it.
I like Primer. Primer's quite good, although Upstream Color, the same director did that, and it's much better.
Hey, Richard here.
Oh, hello.
Richard loves Upstream Color.
Richard, how do you feel?
6 months later.
Yeah, 6 months on.
Now you're a famous director. He got Jurassic World, everyone.
I'm not even...
That was Richard.
That was
I
him.
Know.
After his first feature,
listen,
they
wanted
World.
To put in animatronic dinosaurs. I said,
no.
CGI is the way of the future, people.
Wait, sorry, we messed that up. He did Jurassic City.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're very hard, very, very easy to get confused.
Peter, you've become very cruel.
He saw it in Tesco and was like, should I buy this?
I'm like, should I get this for Joey? Like,
and Joey was like, no.
I'm like, it has dinosaurs in it.
I do love some dinosaurs.
That's where I got you that 3D set.
Yeah, he got me the...
Tesco's good for DVDs every once in a while. You just
walk
in and find something.
Except they didn't have the price on the Daniel Radcliffe movie. Like, I can't purchase that if I think it's going to be a tenner. Okay.
Oh, you know...
Not purchasing that.
They used to have those things on the wall where you just go up and scan whatever your item was.
Which never worked.
Yeah. Maybe that's what
they had a big display of Richard's film, but they've changed it now to 50 Shades of Grey.
I say used to. The last time I used that was to buy Final Fantasy VIII, so that was like... that must have been seriously 15 years ago in 2000, so...
Getting a price check in Tesco is always a bit of a bollocks.
Speaking of Final Fantasy VIII, E3 was this week. They're remaking Final Fantasy VII.
Cool.
Kind of excited for it.
Seems like a lot of people were excited about a lot of things from that. Isn't there I'm sure you'll say it in
a few
minutes,
like,
but...
It's stuff like... there's like The Last Guardian, which has become like gaming's Chinese Democracy.
Oh.
Cool. Or no, not even like gaming's Chinese Democracy. More like video games' Don Quixote. Like...
Isn't someone making Don Quixote?
Yes.
Someone's been trying to make Don Quixote
Terry Gilliam.
Like 20
Is it Terry
years.
Gilliam?
Actually, this is... you know the way he's like cursed making that film?
Yes.
But apparently he's making it again. He's been given funding and he's supposed to do a TV show as well from the same crowd.
Cool.
And I think... I could be wrong with this, but I heard that John Hurt was supposed to be the lead in it as Don Quixote. And then...
He'd be good
to continue on, yeah, but to continue on the curse, then the other day John Hurt came out saying he has pancreatic cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go.
I didn't hear that.
Where
I heard that Tim Curry had a stroke. Tim Curry had a stroke.
Like
I didn't know. Yeah, ages ago. I didn't know that.
Nobody knew. And now he's come out in public and he's like, I'm fine.
Well, see, I think,
I'm fine, everyone.
Except
I imagine he came out and went like this. I'm fine.
Well,
honestly, stop making such
I
a
feel
fuss.
Except
amazing.
Wheelchair bound and like half his face paralyzed.
I'm still alright.
He still looks like Tim Curry.
I didn't think he did at all, actually.
I thought he did still look like Tim Curry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, vaguely. Not like Tim Curry that I know.
I saw that Ian McKellen movie, the Sherlock Holmes one, where he plays Sherlock Holmes at 63 and again at 93. And you feel like, how the fuck is that going to work? And it's amazing how he can play...
They put flair in his hair and that's when he's older.
Drew wrinkles on his face like Mega 64. Am I going to be rich? It's the curious case of Benjamin Button if you think about it.
Well, no one's gonna get that.
Yeah, but it was an incredible feat of acting. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, Batman. You know the way some people act with their face?
Mm.
Some people act with their body? His fucking toes, man.
His toes.
His toes, huh?
Incredible feat of acting. Huh?
Huh? Oh, I get it. It's a pun.
It's a joke. No one's asked me how my last 6 months were.
How have your last 6 months
been?
Progressively worse. My life is a downhill roll. It's not even downhill anymore. I've gone off the cliff. I'm in free fall towards rock fucking bottom.
Well, that sounds exhilarating. So, no.
The rock hit a rock bottom on Jason Statham in Fast and Furious 7.
Oh, Jesus.
It was amazing. A few people were like, woohoo.
Yeah, so you were like, woohoo.
Me, mainly.
Yeah, except you called it a chokeslam.
I didn't know what it was.
Oh.
Hey, The Rock hasn't wrestled properly in like 10 years, okay?
Would forget The Rock bottom, Joey. No.
The Rock was not my
favorite.
He was at
WrestleMania last year.
My favorite was, he didn't wrestle.
And I bet if he was there, one of the few things he probably did was rock bottom and people's elbow.
He did not either of those. He just did a promo.
He headlined a WrestleMania the year before that.
I wasn't watching it.
CM Punk, yes you were. You watched it live, yeah. And the year before that was the first him versus John Cena match, so yeah.
Where did I watch it? Was I watching it somewhere?
Was in Fiennes. Second year might have been in Fiennes as well. I think last year was when we started watching it.
Anyway.
Because we had the network.
What I want to know, Peter, is I've seen on Facebook you've been doing a whole load of tiling.
We put in a new bathroom. Got a fucking new toilet there.
Walked
got
into
new
that one.
Sink. So many tiles. It's great. It's like a fucking Roman bath in there, yo.
Fine. I was just trying to bring a conversation, but fuck you.
Trying to give you an opportunity to talk about your work, and you just threw it back in his face.
That's back of horror movies.
Yeah. Bitch.
I think I'm still under NDA on something.
Ooh. Peter doesn't understand the difference between an embargo and an NDA.
I do understand the difference between an embargo
you
and an NDA.
You don't, though.
The difference is in what people can do to you.
One of them
break
is a basketball sport.
Exactly.
If you if you break an embargo, they can't really do anything to you.
You'll never work again.
Under them not.
Yeah, but you'll never.
You with stuff.
But you'll never work again. Like, my embargo is with Lionsgate. I can't say no to Lionsgate because they do all the horror, except for Blumhouse and Ghost House. But you know, why is everything a house?
Yeah, ghosts. Ghost. Houses. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Murder house.
We could have one.
Apartment house.
Fart house.
Hot house.
Oh, flowers. I like it. Fart house. It's a new art house wing.
Smart house.
When we went to see Insidious and it popped up and I was like, oh, Bloom house. Oh no, it's Ghost house. Never mind.
No, it was the other way around. Yeah, you said Ghost house and it was Bloom house.
Was
it?
I was like, Jesus,
house.
Joey.
Are
you're being
sure?
Caught out of every. Yeah, you're being caught out of everything today. Wrestling, horror. Jesus.
So yeah, I'm under NDA for one thing. Today we just put up something on itch.io.
Itch.io.
Itch.io. I believe everyone does call it either itch or itch.io.
Itch.io. Lipstick for men.
No, that's...
Ichiban.
That's Ichiban. And then he goes, Saiko!
There's a place in town called... It's not called Ichiban, but it's like one letter off. And every time I see it, I think of that.
I can't remember what Ichiban means now. Oh, shit. Anyway. That went up. It's a visual novel we did around Christmas for the anthology on.
Cool.
Which is something Zoe Quinn set up.
Oh, Zoe Quinn again.
You lay off Zoe Quinn.
I think I got paid 16 whole euro for that. So that was cool. That was my cut. Which is great because... Some bad stuff was happening last December and I actually didn't get to work as hard on that game as I should have.
Yeah, it sucked.
We're doing like a follow-up right now at the moment and I'm getting to do a lot more, which is cool. Because, you know, it's nice that I did a tiny little bit and I still got paid as much as everyone else. But I also feel, you know, the lazy side of me is like, yeah, that's cool. But the other side of me is like, I wanted to show off a bit more artistically. Yeah.
Are you going to work with them again or...?
Working with them right now. That's
so there's no problem then.
That's what I'm supposed to be doing right now instead of this podcast.
That's like, I mean, money is good and stuff, but like, you know, it's all about the, you know, what you want to do, what's your passion with it, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, well, fuck money. I have a job for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck money. Fuck bitches. Fuck hoes. That's where we're going with this.
So yeah, getting to do that much work. So I think it's due in 9 days or something, so I literally have to spend... Any hour that I'm not in work next week, I have to spend drawing. So, just to let you know. What else am I doing? I started working again in the last 6 months on Cybershark.
Yay!
Puncher.
Cyber Shark.
I did a ton with that. I've learned a ton more programming and all this stuff that's not really relevant on this podcast anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
or indeed any podcast.
When I saw Mad Max, I decided I really wanted to make a game where you're just driving around in a desert wasteland. So I'm working on something like that at the moment. At the moment, what I have working is walk around and you can get in your car and drive it around.
But that's it.
And like pull handbrake turns and brake, reverse, drive forward, steer, and hop out of the car, which is great because it doesn't stop the car. I coded in all inertia-based stuff, so the car just rolls to a stop, but like a mile down the road and you have to run after it. And I'm trying to make like a randomly generated world map for that, but it's very complicated. But it's really fun. At the same time, I'm just written down all this stuff. I have a notebook full of shit for it.
Nice.
Cool.
So that's what Peter is doing. He has a ton of work lined up for himself.
Mm.
Some of the other work that he was supposed to have done since January didn't happen.
Stop it.
Because people weren't paying other people. And yeah, that's really it. I don't think, did I release anything at all?
I don't know.
I don't think I did get to release.
Well, you've been doing, like, having the tiles for sale or for PayPal or whatever, haven't you?
Yeah, I made 2 whole euro.
Woohoo!
I put them out and then never touched it again. I had a demo for a game where you shoot heads in space. That was fun.
That was
amazing. Awesome.
That's a great game.
It's really good. It's really hard as well.
Yes, it is. Particularly when you're just using a keyboard instead of a keypad.
Yeah, I changed that up. The last version of that now runs in 60 frames a second. And it's a lot faster, which is great. So it's less like... and it's more like really hectic.
Let's go back to that. I haven't played anything in fucking months.
Oh my god, I bought so... Okay, so it was the Steam sale this week as well, which is like a big deal. It's like you can buy all these fucking games for like, seriously, some of them were 2 euro.
Yeah.
So I dropped a lot of money on them. I think I spent something like 60 quid on games. And I bought something like 15 or 16 different games.
Yeah, I got, when I was in Newcastle with my mom, I went to HMV and I got a load of horror movies for like £2 each. It was amazing.
Don't really get that over here.
You don't at all. Like the cheapest you'll get a horror movie in HMV over here is like, what? 7 euro?
Yeah, remember?
About
I,
seven?
Remember
we
I
got loads in
those
London
box sets
as well, yeah.
Oh yeah, we went to London.
We were in London.
Ooh, London.
London's deadly.
We're
we'll be in London again soon.
We're in this weird rock hotel on the edge of Soho.
It was super cool. It's where Kat Von D stays.
It
was super hardcore and it had an intimacy bag.
intimacy bag.
I took pictures and sent to everyone because I was like, look at this.
Oh, I did too.
Then we realized you had to pay for it, so we were like, uh-oh.
We got to put all this stuff back in. You took it out and like took pictures and then went, I'll put it back in before they charge us.
They didn't in the end, which is good.
But yeah, when I was out there, I got the Aliens Quadrology box set.
You got Mad Max.
I got Mad Max.
You were going to get Guardians of the Galaxy and a load of other stuff too, but
decided not to because I wanted to get a hoodie at the show and then they
there was no merch. They couldn't get their merch. They couldn't get their merch through customs. Gav said the same thing happened at Sepultura.
I got the hoodie eventually.
Sepultura.
I had to order.
When? Oh, in the UK?
No, in Ireland. It happened to Sepultura in Ireland. It happened to
ago.
Whenever Sepultura were last here.
No, it was at their last one. It was definitely there. But I don't think Gavin was at that one.
Then it was with them.
I know they're playing again like in August or September. I
saw that. And Soulfly are doing a summer tour, but they're not coming here.
I picked up as well when we were there. I got the first volume of Death Note.
Oh, yeah.
Bless
you.
The manga, not the show. I watched the show a good few years ago. It's about like this guy... does a deal with a death god, I believe he is, from another realm.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives him this notebook called the Death Note, where if you write someone's name in it, they'll die.
Cool.
You can also get into specifics where you write like a name and a time and how, and that's how they'll die and stuff.
That's really scary.
And it goes into like this he. At first he starts like killing criminals and then he starts killing random people and the people who are looking for him, and it turns into this really really great like cat and mouse kind of game. I really thought it would be something really like emo and lame and like very anime-ish, but it turned out to be like a really really good story. Because it gets to a point, like, you think with a show or with a premise like that, he would just be like, oh, these guys are after me? Well, I'll just write the name. But they start using, like...
Megatron wants to be included.
The people who are investigating him start using, like, code names and stuff so he can't learn their true names. He gets involved in the investigation.
Like Dexter.
To try and suss out their real names. That's, like, the whole time he's trying to guess their real name.
Like Dexter. Like the following.
So wait, is this...
Titi! I told you not to come into my lab! Oh, well, that's a really Mexican fucking Dexter. Like,
that was really...
You weren't supposed to be in my lab, eh? I thought, Titi, that it was time for a quinceañero.
Oh, dear.
Apologies to all our Latino fans.
We have so many Latino fans.
I started watching something there recently. That is, I'm really enjoying, and I'm annoyed I didn't watch it when it was properly on TV or whatever, because it's not coming back now.
What is it?
Constantine.
Did you like that? I think Gavin liked it too.
I've been really enjoying it. Like, I'd heard so many horrible things about it that I kind of went, I'll check it out at some point.
Quit smoking.
Okay. That was Constantine TV show.
Yeah.
It's actually so, even from the first episode, I just thought it was really good. I don't know why. I remember reading like, I'm Bloody Disgusting and shit. People going like, oh, this is bad.
Why would you read Bloody Disgusting for anything?
I read it, but one of the things, everything I read on it, I always go to the comments, because it's one of the few sites I read the comments on.
I read the comments on them too, because they're always like, you suck.
It is. Every time Mr. Disgusting puts up something, it's always the best. Oh, so this is news now. Oh, you call this writing?
The best was when he wrote the Human Centipede 3 review, and he wrote, well, obviously we'll be talking about that at length, but he wrote, I was one of the few mainstream critics who liked it, and somebody commented and went, oh, Brad, you think you're a mainstream critic? You're so good.
He calls himself Mr. Disgusting.
Yeah, because he owns it. That's why he gets to write in it. He can't write.
But like, they all have the names like that. I mean, there's Spooky Dan and Uncle Creepy and shit like that. I mean, they all have their weird
Spooky
monikers.
Spooky Dan was a writer?
They're not fucking Svengoolie, like.
Bloody Disgusting, yeah.
Was he? Yeah. I have him on Facebook.
But like, that's all these people though. Like, that's what they do. They all have these monikers. I think as they kind of get older, they're probably trying to move away from them somewhat. But
Spooky Dan will always be Spooky Dan.
Steely Dan.
See, I should have been like Joey Kruger or something. I should have been
Leo.
Yeah, but then you would have gone with a name like Joey Kruger and regretted it.
But then the thing is, I know so many, especially female horror writers, who call themselves like, you know, Millie Maleficent or whatever, and I'm just like, ugh.
But that's it. That's the thing with names, is they kind of always end up saying stupid either way.
I think it's really dumb when horror girls, probably, I'd get in trouble for this if anyone listened to her fucking podcast. But I think it's kind of funny when horror girls will do that, where they'll give themselves the last name of a horror character.
Okay.
Because it's like, what? Oh, so you marry Jason Voorhees? Like, is that all you fucking, is that how much you think you're worth? Like,
yes.
It's like, don't fucking, like, don't devalue yourself like that, where you're like, whatever, who cares.
I just use boy name.
Joey!
Like, when I had my interview on Thursday, I had to Skype it in, obviously, because I'm over here, and when the guy called to check the connection, he was like, hi, this is Steven, and I was like, hey, it's Joey, and he was like, Joey? And I'm like, hello! And he was like, oh, okay.
Are you a young boy?
I think in this day and age, though, Joey is not an unusual name for a woman.
But if you think about famous Joeys, you've got like Joey Potter or Joey Lauren Adams, and that's it. That's it, Richard.
Joey Mercury.
Yeah, I'm sure there's loads.
Joey Mercury's a man.
Look at all the Joes in S Club 7.
There was only one Joe in S Club 7, and she was a racist.
Just shows you about Joeys.
Bunch of racists and drug addicts.
What's Richard been up to?
Jesus, lots and lots of working. But I also went to America for the O'Briens, which is great fun. It was really weird. It was kind of like a weird rock star treatment in Iowa.
Didn't you come back with a fan?
Oh, God.
Electric fan or like a hand fan?
No, like a fan. Fan. Like a fan.
I really want to get this weird, like a fan.
This weird thing, I'm like, I don't know.
Do you think she'll listen to this because she's such a big fan?
Well, probably not anymore because she seems to have dropped off. But it was a weird thing. She didn't meet me there. She was volunteering at the festival, and she messaged me when I got back she started talking, saying like she was doing a film class or whatever, and she was,
so hang
part
on.
Of her module was
this person saw you from afar and didn't approach you. And well, approached you after.
I guess. I don't know. She was volunteering. That's weird. At the time, I don't know. But so she said she was part of a film class and they had like an Irish film module kind of thing. She was wondering if she could talk to me for her paper or something like that. And then her tutor also wanted to talk. So I did a Skype with her and her tutor.
Weird.
It was all right. Like, but then every night she just kind of messaged me. And because of the time difference, it was always at like 1 a.m. or something like that when I was trying to go to sleep. And you know, it's just be nice and polite and all this kind of thing. But then one day, like, she sort of, I could sort of say, what's up? You know, oh, how are you doing? What can I help you with? And it's always like, oh, nothing, just doing my hair. Okay. But then there was the one day where she went around, like, she said, hello. I was like, oh, how's it going? It's like, what's up? I was like, what do you think of long-distance relationships?
Oh.
Well, me and my girlfriend kind of had one working for a while. So they can be done. Just so like, so why do you ask? Is there someone who you're interested in?
Oh no.
So after that, she like, yeah, kind of moved away. Or I didn't hear anything from her since that night.
Oh God.
So I mean, maybe it's just all coincidence that way, but it doesn't read that way to me.
Oh,
but,
Lord.
Also, we finished and released Sodium Party, which I spent like 2 months not sleeping at all so I could do the behind the scenes documentary that I'm really happy with. Yay. It's like a half an hour long documentary that's really like nice. It's not just kind of flimsy flams, it's quite guts and all.
I should buy it.
You should buy it. Everyone should buy it. But it's cool though. It's like, it's on sodiumparty.com. So you buy it and you get, because it's a DVD, we learned this with the O'Briens, is DVDs are such a waste of money to make, really. That's why only big companies can kind of make DVDs and still make any money, really. Because you have ones that make lots of money and ones that will probably make no money. But so we decided to do all the special features. So we've got a commentary, we've got the making of, we've got deleted scenes and interviews. So there's all the stuff that would be there on a DVD, except it's just, it's there on the website for you to watch. It's like streaming off YouTube, essentially. Or else you can download it to your computer and all.
Do you have to pay for it, though?
You have to pay for it. But it's really cheap. It's like, it's,
I don't know.
It's less than $8. Like, it's
That's
nothing.
Really good.
And like with the exchange rate the way it is, you know? But yeah, it's really cheap. Just trying to get people to watch it. It's, I don't know, trying to find those people who like the David Lynch kind of films is not as easy as I was hoping.
Aw.
Yeah. But anyway, that's been my main things for the moment. From other things like writing, etc., but nothing that's out there on the web or anything like that. So, but however, I have seen a good few films since we last talked, and I want to kind of, I don't know, I want to kick it off because I'm sure I'll just get this rant out of the way about. I saw this film Let Us Pray recently. We were just talking about this, so it's a new Irish film.
This is not on our list of films to talk about, Richard.
What? I said it to you. You're not on the list?
No, it's not. It's going to have to... You're going to have to do this
I
now.
I can't even tell. The rest, I can't read what
you The rest are going to be separate.
The rest will be part two.
The rest are going to be part two.
But no, like, so I saw the... Let Us Pray. So it's an Irish film, but it's set in Scotland.
Irish film is always a bad idea.
But no, that's not, no, that's not true. Like, I mean, it can be fine, but I first heard about it from...
Joey has this weird, like, anti-boner. For Ireland, she hates anything Irish.
But see, this
Irish
is, this
horror
is,
doesn't work.
What, no, like what Irish horror is there besides grabbers and
there's grabbers,
shrooms.
There's shrooms,
there's Gorgo.
Grabbers is good, shrooms isn't good, but like there's very little otherwise. Everything
the
else.
The canal.
Is, well, that's see this is where my point was going. So the canal is Irish, but it's actually set in the UK. I'm pretty sure it's set in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
I put that up on Twitter, and someone says that it doesn't specify where it's set, but I'm 100% sure it's set in the UK. And I'm almost positive it's supposed to be set in Wales, even though it was shot in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have... what's the other big one? Citadel, which is also Irish, done by Ciarán
Foy,
who is doing Sinister 2. But that's also another Irish film, funded by the Film Board. So these three films, funded by the Film Board, partially.
Mm-hmm.
But that is also set in Scotland. So you got all these Irish films, and everyone kind of identifies them as Irish films, Irish horror films. But none of them are set in Ireland. It's really weird. There's no... horror identity for Ireland. I don't...
Well, The Hallow is coming out soon and that was set and filmed in Ireland.
Yeah.
So we're excited for that.
And In Fear, was that shot in Ireland?
It wasn't shot in Ireland, but it's set in Ireland.
Is it?
It's weird.
That's the weird way around.
Yeah, you can tell because of the street signs and stuff.
Mm.
It's stupid. Yeah. I only watched that recently.
I didn't like that film.
I watched it before and I really hated it, and then I watched it again because it was on Film 4. I liked it better the second time, but I think it can't keep up...
I was saying,
the intrigue the whole way through.
I was saying to you, I think I can't buy the fact that they're driving around these roads and they just keep coming across the same path again. I understand the idea, but there's nothing that seems to be sort of driving them to be going around in circles. It's not a supernatural thing. So it's really just him being an idiot with directions and turns, you know?
And also, the villain's kind of laughable. Mm. He's kind of a panto villain.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I had a lot of problems with that film. I don't regret watching it, but it's not one I'd ever go watch again. Let Us Pray was good. It's kind of... It's all right. Like, it's very slick and stuff like that. And it's kind of like... Assault on Precinct 13 in a way that's set in a police station, except it's supernatural.
Really,
what
Assault on Precinct 13?
Yeah.
Ah, cool. It's a good film. But like this one, so it's all right. Like it's got, what's his name? Is it Liam Cunningham from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
So he's all right. He's hams it up a little bit, but he's still quite good. Cunningham
from The Guard.
Oh, I hate The Guard.
So it's all right. Same for The Canal. Like all these films, like The Canal as well. Like it's all right. I wasn't blown away by it.
I find The Canal super boring. And then someone on Facebook who, you know, when you have like, when you're known as sort of a horror fan, people come to you and go, oh, I like such and such. So I have this friend, and I don't know if he listens to this. If he does, no offense to you at all, we just have different taste. But he was like, I've been watching loads of horror recently, here's some of the stuff I loved. The Canal, The Human Centipede 2.
Well, okay.
And a couple of other random ones where I was like, but The Canal, really? What's to like about The Canal?
So, I don't know, it didn't really blow my mind. Like, it seemed very obvious, and it seemed really TV movie-esque. Actually.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Let Us Pray was a bit more cinematic, but even then, it's a very small and closed story. But it's weird, like, these films, that film and The Canal, like, again...
They're kind of all the same, though.
Killer POV is where I heard a lot about them and all, and
really?
they tend to be a bit more into them. But I don't understand why people are so into these films. They seem very lackluster to me. They don't seem energetic. They seem kind of like a rehash of what you've heard and seen before.
I just feel like it's nothing new. The Hallow does seem like something new, you know, like Enchanted Forest and Evil Trees and stuff. That could be cool, or it could be really embarrassing.
The Evil Trees.
But yeah, I just think The Canal, like, it had such a massive, massive marketing campaign as well. There was a massive post for it in Rathmines. There was a massive post for it in Cineworld. I never saw a trailer for it or anything, ever.
But the weird thing, though, as well, like, I mean, The Canal was at Fright Fest last year.
Yeah, and we skipped it.
Yeah. And I had a really awkward conversation with the composer. Oh,
we
dear.
Skipped In Fear as well. We were like,
glad
no.
Glad I skipped In Fear. There's a few films from Fright Fest I would have loved to have seen there that I didn't realize were so good. But like, The Canal, like, I ended up buying it off of Vudu, the American VOD site. Uh-huh. And that's how I got Let Us Pray as well. So, like, I legitimately have both of them, but I got them both well before they came out over here. So I find it really weird that they're for sale over in America. Like, these Irish exports have to go all the way to America to do well enough anyway for them to come back here to have some sort of theatrical release.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a really weird kind of pussyfooting around Irish talent, kind of going, like, you know, we'll see what other people make of you before we give you a go. Like, I don't know, there's a lot more films going on in Ireland, but even things like Bicentennium and that Jimi Hendrix film. Like, the amount of films that have been shot in Ireland and stuff recently, but there's just such a lack of confidence in actual Irish talent.
I like Byzantium as well, a lot. I really liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
I'll tell you why that is.
Oh, go on.
Because the Jews run Hollywood!
Did you watch Byzantium? I like it.
I haven't seen it, no.
It's good.
Is that the vampire one?
I've heard bad things about it.
I heard really bad stuff about it, but I quite liked it.
Is that the vampire one?
I thought it was quite romantic and
spooky.
They filmed
some of that here, right?
Down in the Brayhead Inn, yeah.
Yeah, but like, a lot of it was like, that's really obviously Bray. And that kind of puts me off. Like in Frank, where I'm like, no, this is Bray again.
Yeah. Like, I haven't watched Frank yet, but it is that kind of thing. Frank. Like, maybe it's just because we live and this is the town we've been in so much, you know?
Maybe.
It's hard to kind of... And, like, I always wondered, like, when I went to New York, when I came back, it's like, oh, I know that place. I know there now. And, like, we were watching Daredevil, and there's a scene where they are in a diner that me and Ali were eating breakfast in and stuff
like that. Oh, that's cool.
So, it's that weird thing of, like, you know, now that you've actually been in locations, like, New York maybe feels a bit more loose because there's so much New York stuff there. Whereas Irish stuff is kind of like, Jesus, how did they get down there into Bray to do that stuff? Yeah, so that's my kind of feeling. Like, it's weird. I find it very weird that the amount of Irish films, especially ones that are kind of noticed as Irish films, but they aren't really Irish. I mean, I know that's that question that... Who was it who got in trouble for saying that his film wasn't Irish?
Don't know.
Was it the guy who did Calvary?
Oh, shit. John Michael McDonough.
Oh, no, it wasn't him. Maybe it was your other man, Terry McDonough, or Terry...
They're brothers, anyway. Right. So it was one of the brothers.
They got in trouble for saying that their film wasn't Irish. But, like, that's the thing, though. I mean, they were right.
How was it not Irish? I don't disagree
with them.
Well, no,
like, they're saying, like, you know... They weren't making an Irish film. Like, it was a film that might be set in Ireland or might have Irish actors and Irish crew, but that doesn't mean it's an Irish film.
I love
and that's
Calvary.
Because an Irish film, there's this weird stigma to it that it's going to be all Bagara and leprechauns. And I completely understand and agree with someone making that stance that they're not making an Irish film, that they're making a film for an international crowd.
I agree. Especially in the case of Calvary, I loved Calvary. It's the only one of his that I do genuinely love.
Yeah.
But how does that make you feel as a filmmaker, though? As an Irish filmmaker?
It's a bit annoying, like, because all the Irish money is going to these co-productions that are being shot in other countries. Scotland is going to come out very well from all these things. I know Wales is, like, there's a lot of places in Wales that are cheap to shoot because they're very low, they're trying to bring in investment and stuff like that. So it just kind of, it doesn't leave us with an identity in film, you know? Horror identity in Ireland is non-existent. I mean, Grabbers is probably a good example of why as well, because I like Grabbers a lot, and I thought the dialogue in it was very natural.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, people, I know if people watch that, can you imagine Irish people in an actual horrific situation? You know, if there was a ghost in the house, they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here? You know?
Yeah, definitely.
There's a weird, because Irish people, we're a bit different. We aren't really the horror cliche kind of people.
I don't know, it's weird because it actually came up during my interview the other night because the guy I was interviewing was Latino, so he was saying there was a lot of sort of mysticism associated with his childhood. And I was saying, well, I'm Irish and we have all that stuff too. And he said to me, you must do really well with horror. And I said, well, no, actually we don't. We don't do well with horror at all. And I thought about, you know, a couple of different films, one of which I won't name because you know some of those people. But like The Irish Carrie, yeah. I can't even remember what it was called now, it'll come to me. But, like, just disgraceful.
Hmm.
And not even to the point where I was thinking, oh, it's embarrassing because it's Irish. It was just embarrassing. It was just, this isn't scary. It's Marie. Not new.
Marie.
The Irish Carrie.
The Irish Carrie. Marie.
Will
you get in here? Get all that fucking pig's blood off you.
You stupid bitch. No.
For fuck's sake, who put that on you? You ruined your dress. Get in there.
But, like, it was weird. It was, like, set in this old country house. There was no sense of spatial awareness. There was no sense of, you know, how far they were from the school or how far they were from town. And it was just, I figured it was done on purpose to give, you know, to make you feel sort of disorientated, but they just come across really TV movie-esque and really insular, really small.
That's what I don't like about movies, like I'd say here. It's always like,
yeah,
down the fucking country.
Yeah.
In fucking tumble down cottages. It's like, do people think we haven't progressed past fucking Darby O'Gill times?
But they obviously do, though. Because these movies keep getting made. There's obviously a market for them.
Hmm.
But I would watch that and go, I can't just, like, this does not feel like the Ireland I know. The Ireland I know is a metropolis.
What? Huh. But, like,
a little metropolis.
It's so weird because we do have all this, like, lovely idyllic countryside and shit like that, and it never shows up in movies either. It's just like tumble down fucking cottages.
It doesn't, something like Calvary. They use location really, really well. They shot in Sligo.
Or if it was Sligo. If they shoot a movie here and it's like a fantasy kind of thing or olden timey,
like what?
Medieval,
like Ring of Fire.
Like Arthur, shit like that, Braveheart.
Vikings.
Things like that. That's all like sweeping shots of the countryside and shit, and it's like, you know, legitimate stuff that you can leverage here, like Lord of the Rings, like, they did right shooting that in New Zealand because, like, look at the place.
Absolutely.
But
and Jurassic Park in Hawaii.
When you come here, you have, like, you have all these urban centers, you have all these fucking really great heritage sites, you have all the fucking hills and mountains and blah, 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 blah. You have these, like, weird, you have the fucking Giant's Causeway up the north, which is
weird.
A genuinely strange
thing.
Geological
yeah.
thing. You have all this shit, but no, it's always just some, looks like fucking Craggy Island, you know, whitewashed fucking stone cottage with thatch roof, and everyone's like,
it's
walking
funny.
Around and fucking with their fucking flat, you know, some elf fella walking around with his flat cap on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's still in the suit for no reason, going, let me tell you the stories, Jim. The stories.
God, they melt
they
your face.
There
but if you think about it,
there's
even
a man in the wood, Jimmy.
That sounds like my childhood, but
there's a man in the wood, Joey.
But if you take something like
who told you about a man in the wood?
My mammy. She said, "Don't go over there. There's a man in the woods." There wasn't even woods. It was like a man created forest, man made.
It was
what I
a copse. That thing beside your old house.
Yeah,
it's a copse.
There was a man in there. Apparently, I don't know how no one could see him.
There were like 15 trees.
Yeah, he wasn't really hiding. Like, but I was gonna say. It's funny because even something like, remember that terrible zombie movie, Boy Eats Girl? That was set in Ireland, but it was filmed in Isle of Man because they thought that Ireland looked too modern and that nobody would believe Ireland was Ireland.
Yeah.
And they filmed it in the Isle of Man and changed all the signs. So all the signs would have like, Unlore.
Yeah.
But that's terrible. Like, why couldn't that? That was a Southside crowd. Everyone had a Southside accent. Why didn't they film it in fucking Dalkey?
Because the rich people houses,
What's wrong with that?
But as you get that with like Scandinavian films and stuff as well, because we've got this idea in our head of what places up there like Norway and all that kind of going to look.
Mm.
And then every now and again you'll get films that actually show a bit more what they do look like.
What was it, Dead Snow 2? Where's that? That's set in is it set in Norway, but it was wherever it was set, obviously, isn't where it was filmed. It was filmed in Iceland. Hmm. And when you're watching it, you even like in your head, you're like, no, that's not where that's supposed to be. Like, it's not that. Hmm. That's not where it is.
Now, Iceland is a really great place where they've leveraged all the scenery that goes on up there to make stuff. Like, you've seen the amount of versatility they get when they're shooting Game of Thrones up there is pretty cool. But, movies here, man. I'm trying to think of other movies that were set or shot here. Or ones that were actually set in town.
I remember
Intermission.
I love Intermission.
But that's quite Irish. That is very.
It's very Irish.
That's a great film, and the one about rats. What was that one? It's not Paths to Freedom.
Spin the Bottle.
Spin the Bottle. That was great as well.
Paths to Freedom was
the show.
Yeah, the TV show.
But even Ellen Enchanted, I know, was shot in Ireland.
Was it?
Yeah, but they used like all the Paris Court kind of area, the waterfall, and the gardens and stuff like that. So they were, you know, getting the kind of Irish idyllic scenery going on.
Vikings is shot here too.
That one called Get Up and Go was recently.
My dad said I need that. I should probably watch it.
Get Up and Go? No.
He said I need more of it. I don't know.
Anyway, Boom-tish. It was disgraceful, but it was set primarily in Dublin City. It was just two lads walking around Dublin City the whole day. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that, but it's a bit like.
That's okay. It. We seem to only have two settings. It's either
Begara,
Irish countryside, or else, you know,
Dublin city.
Inner city, Dublin junkie.
Yeah, have you seen Adam and Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can't take it.
It's good, but it is just, but that's all there is, though. Need more. Oh, excuse me.
I don't know. As someone who goes through the city every once in a while.
You feel like that is the city?
I feel like that's a very accurate depiction.
I feel like there's just a lot of Ireland that's not represented on screen in a lot of ways, and like a lot of stories we should be telling these great stories and stuff, but every story is just the same kind of nonsense again and again and again.
It's bizarre because we have the weirdest, creepiest history. Like if you go on something like the Ghostbus tour or the Gravedigger tour or whatever, we have so many cool fucked up stories.
Yeah.
Why doesn't somebody make a movie out of one of those instead of just it's haunted again? Like, I don't care,
let's go down into the wine cellar.
Do you reckon? Oh god, that was a good sequence, though.
I really hate that fucking, that whole thing in movies now, where it's just like, well, now it's time to get in a really fucking dark cellar. Well, now we know something's going to jump out of you. We know you're going to go down, it's going to be really dark, and then something's going to go, ah! And then everyone's going to go, ah, in the fucking cinema. And then all the girls will scream, and the guys will try and look tough, and maybe there'll be a few nervous giggles, or maybe you'll be in one of those really rowdy fucking cinemas where everyone then talks for 10 minutes after that. And it's like, great, cool, yeah, great. Attention. I love this fucking movie. Great, thank you so much.
When we went to see Oculus, there were three or four girls in the back row who just screamed the whole time, but they were screaming like for the sake of it. And someone told them to shut up and they started screaming even louder. But I mean, that's not fun. What?
Yeah. I know, I like going to a film where there is like a kind of crowd participation in a way. Horror films always benefit from that kind of thing, but it is very rare that you kind of get it. Like,
I mean, it saved The Grudge for me.
Yeah, but I remember seeing The Grudge down in Bray, and that was the best experience in a cinema was The Grudge, because people were really jumping right away from like that first scare all the way to the end. It was great fun.
When I saw it, not only were people getting scared of things, but people were also messing and scaring other people. Which was great, because see, that's the thing, because no one gave a shit about The Grudge.
Right.
Was it The Grudge? Yeah, So, yeah, no one there actually really gave a shit about the plot of the movie or anything. And I feel when everyone's on the same page like that, it's fine. But if you're going to watch, that's why I don't like going to like midnight showings of things.
Why? We went to The Return of the Living Dead and it was great.
Yeah, and you know, one guy started to do it and someone told him to shut up. And
yeah, exactly.
I was really
happy
for that.
It's weird with horror screenings, because like, I know what we found at Fright Fest. Like, Fright Fest is really like, maybe even overly, what's the word?
Sexy.
It's a little bit over the top with how quiet everyone has to be. Mm. Like, someone could shift in their seat and automatically five people go, shh. You know what I mean? But it's weird with horror screenings, because it's one of two things. It's either that, where it's like, shh, or everyone just talks the whole way through it and laughs and giggles. Like when we saw A Nightmare on Elm Street, when IFI still used to do Fright Nights.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
I mean, everyone was just talking along with it. That was fine. When I went to the Stabathon, like, which was awesome. It was like a dream come true. But there were like these three drunk guys. And I mean, you knew by the second film, they were getting thrown out because everyone was quiet. There was no like talking along with Randy or anything like that.
Mm.
No, everyone was just kind of very quiet. And then at the end, it was like, woo, you know, Misfits song in between.
Mm.
Everyone had a bit of a dance.
I'm trying to think, like, yeah. I don't know, I like the experience, especially for older films or films that everyone's kind of seen already.
But then
like,
you have to think, I don't know if it was you who said this, Peter, there's probably going to be somebody in there who hasn't seen it before. And I know what you're thinking, why would you go then?
But, well, no, but I think if you're going to an old film, like, if I was to go see Jaws now, yeah. I would have to, you know, I'd be expecting it to be someone's first time. But I mean, like, you know, if I was going without having seen Jaws before, I'd have to know that most of the people who are going there have already seen it, so I can't be expecting it to be, you know, this kind of quiet, unsold time.
Did you see, I think it depends on the film as well. Sorry. Mm. When we saw Blade Runner, no, it wasn't Blade Runner. It was the other one. 2001, sorry. I was going to see Blade Runner.
Yeah, you did.
When we saw 2001, it was like, there were kids there and stuff with their parents, obviously seeing it for the first time, but it was dead silent.
Mm.
But
then that's not thinking, quite a party film.
That's what I was thinking. It's that kind of film where people weren't going to be like, whoa.
Like, but, Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street, I remember seeing both of those rerun or whatever, and they were both great fun because the crowd were having great laugh, audience.
But see, I've seen both, and one in Nightmare on Elm Street was really, really loud and fun, and Halloween wasn't. Halloween was deathly silent.
Like, that sounds horrible to me. Like, when
but
I
it
saw
was
it,
good.
I gave me a new,
but it was good because it was creepy, and there were kids again. There were kids in there. I saw it in the States. It was packed out, sold out screening. But there were kids in there, and you could tell it was their first time, and their parents, like the way we'll be with our children, were excited for them to see it, and they were terrified, and it was like a whole new generation being scared of it.
I know, when I saw it though, like, I think there wasn't any kids. I think it was just before Planet Terror was shown for the first time as well.
Mm.
And there was this massive kind of, ooh, you're playing footsie with me.
Sorry.
This massive like uproar things. Or like, you know, people were just laughing, like, you know, him stepping out from behind a bush or stepping behind a bush.
Yeah, yeah.
People were bursting their shit. It's just like every, then you suddenly realize the absurdity of, you know, there's a guy in coveralls and a mask just sort of standing in the garden, you know?
I don't know.
I thought it was hilarious.
Like, I was so, I can't believe the IFI did you see they did Tusk for their open day?
Did they?
Yeah. They did Tusk and it sold out really quickly, which I was kind of surprised by.
Hmm.
But they did Tusk and they did Jaws, but they were at the same time. You would have had to choose between them. And I think I'd probably rather see Jaws on the big screen than see... Are we not getting the Jaws re-release? That's shit.
Are you sure? I don't know.
It's because it's this weekend. So why aren't we getting it? But whatever. But I was thinking...
Sure, go to, you know, the like the... What's the drive-in thing called? Shit, I should remember. The underground drive-in thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where they have the blow-up screen that they do down in Dundee and around the place. That's like... Cool. It's so weird. I haven't been to any of them yet, but I mean, they do all those films. Like, I mean, Jaws will be around with that in no time again.
It
I'm
has
sure.
to be.
That's how they do it.
But they're trying to do this, like, the Moonlight Cinema thing, and it was supposed to be the 12th of June, and now it's been pushed back. And I know they do it in the UK a lot. Like, I feel like that's never going to fucking happen. And it's a case of, apparently, you don't know what film it is until you go. Like, that's shit. It's not fucking Buttonumathon. Like, it's not like you're going to see 10 films. You're seeing one film. What if it's a film you hate?
Mm.
Buttonumathon.
I've told you about Buttonumathon before.
You've never told
it's
me.
It's Harry Knowles' birthday.
I have told you.
Who the fuck is Harry Knowles?
Harry Knowles made a call new coolness. He doesn't listen to any of my stories. He doesn't like the guy kicked it story. He doesn't like that story.
It's a terrible story.
It's a good story.
That guy stole.
I think it's a good story.
That popcorn.
Oh, it's regurgitating
that
movie
man, that man is not an honest man.
Who cares?
That does not sit
boo,
well,
you really. Whore.
Anyway, fuck off. None of this stupid fucking talk. We were looking forward to some fucking movies.
Well, that's going to be part two.
That's part two?
Part two is the best of 2015
I
so
think
far.
We're going to have to because we're almost an hour already.
It's
come on, do you want this to go for 3 hours instead?
Yes.
No, I'm really busy.
Is,
yeah. you working
is that what you want? Yes. Nobody likes Milhouse.
Let's see if any viewers call in right now. We'll make it go to 3 hours.
So what
whatever happened to George?
So what
oh,
do you
God,
have?
Oh, God, don't say that. He'll call.
Hello?
Shut up. What do you have to talk about?
On the next edition.
No, what
on the next edition of Horror
on
Lives.
On the next edition of Horror Lives.
What
we're going to talk about. Here, we're going to give them
no,
the playlist.
No.
So people will listen.
No, what do you have to cover now before we finish?
Well, I was telling the guy kicked it story and then you interrupted it.
That's not what we have to cover on this. You know that.
Well, okay, we're kind of talking about, at the moment we're talking
we
about throw we back kind of things. So actually, does anyone know? Because I've been wondering. I've always been curious about The Exorcist and its release in Ireland.
Here we go.
Wait, I have a question. Is The Exorcist still scary?
Ugh.
No.
Oh, shit, there we go. That's what we can talk about for the end of this. For
but
next.
Is The Exorcist still
minutes?
Scary?
But
no.
Is it sexy?
It was always sexy, baby. I was talking about that during my interview, too. I was like, do you like horror? And he said, yeah, I used to watch. He named off like loads. And I went, oh, the classics. And he was like, are those considered classics? And I was like, yes, by horror fans. But when we were talking about The Exorcist.
Mm.
The Sexers.
The Sexorcist.
Mm. People's thoughts of horror is always weird. I've been really kind of thinking this a bit lately. Is because I likened, my boss in work found out that I like, or I've watched the Human Centipede films, and suddenly she kind of goes, like, oh, you've watched the Human Centipede? Oh, don't listen to him, he's into those Human Centipede films.
Is that a big deal?
Well, no, I mean, she's joking about it, but... oh, okay. But, like...
Is it a big deal with normal people?
It's a big deal. He's now blackballed from that entire TV station.
Goodbye, TV3. Was TV3 voted the, like, biggest media brand of the year or something? I saw it in the gym.
Oh, yeah, for the web stuff or something.
That's
like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, they always getting things
they
like
nearly
that.
Got bought by that man who sold the newspapers.
I would not be shocked if they do. But,
Murdoch, is it?
No.
Oh, Michael O'Doherty.
That could be the one. The Irish guy.
He's just like... Now you will tell my news!
Anyway, go on, Richard.
There's nothing wrong with my accounts!
Richard has something to say.
Well, no, I was just thinking about this as a lot, because, like, you know, we like horror films and all, but the weird thing is, if you say you like horror films, it's always weird the reaction people give you of, like, oh, you like that
you
kind
have
of
no
weird
taste.
Thing.
Yeah.
So, it's weird the thing.
I agree.
Some, but no, like, this is the thing. I always find it weird that all horror films are lumped in together, because, I mean, you're looking at things that span from things like The Human Centipede, The Dead Snow... Two things like, you know, It Follows, Babadook, Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at all these things, I mean, people can talk about things that they go like, oh, that's not horror, that's a thriller. I mean, I've always said kind of bullshit to that. I think horror film is just like this weird all-encompassing thing.
Are you calling bullshit on my definitive
you.
Not quite horror series that I came up with?
Sure, why not? No, but like, that's the thing though. I mean, you say not quite horror, but like, that's because you're basically saying like, it is borderline horror, you know?
Yeah, well, I think most things could be considered horror.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And I don't think I get what you're getting at. Like, I come across it sometimes where it's like, oh, you're into horror movies, oh, therefore you have no taste.
That's it. Like,
and
there's this weird thing.
Why? Why is horror considered so low down on the spectrum?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just this weird thing. I mean, like, you look at all these films that have kind of withstood. Now you got, like, what, Rosemary's Baby, Omen, Exorcist, all these kind of things.
That are still
the
great.
Rapist movie, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, you get all these different kind of things. And but then people always kind of go, like, oh, you know, stupid horror films. And you're looking, they're talking about things like, you know, maybe... Like a Final Destination film or something like that, or you know, something that's bad. Like they're talking about Annabelle or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird, like, it's because it's so all encompassing, but it's a weird thing. It's not like you go, like, you know, if someone goes, like, I like to read, and someone goes, like, oh, you must be a big nerd because you read books.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Someone could be reading books that are.
Yeah.
Crap, exactly. I know people who only read schlocky novels.
Yeah.
And
you were
I don't
going to say trash
them.
Fantasy novels, right? You're fucking making fun
I wasn't.
Of me.
I wasn't. But what I would say is, the other side of it, too, I feel like a lot of people stay away from horror because they find, like, oh, it's too scary, whatever, which is fine. And we've had this discussion a million times before. There's the other side of it where people who think they're too smart for horror.
Mm.
And I can't stand that. I wouldn't watch something because it made me feel smarter.
Yeah.
I'd watch it because I enjoy it.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Like, I mean, there's this annoying kind of thing, and I know we're going to talk about it when we talk about Poltergeist in the next episode.
Next episode of Horror.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, there's a world of difference between, like, a Charles Band movie and then to a James Wan movie, you know?
And there are people who will only watch...
He did Puppet Master and all those things.
But there are people who will only watch, like, DTV stuff, like
a
couple of my mates who I used to work on a site with, and they love all that shit, and that's all they love. They wouldn't bother with mainstream stuff. So are we judging them because that stuff is considered dumb? Of course not. By other people's calculations, something like Annabelle, which is very mainstream, very popular, and did very well, is way dumber than something that you can get for $2.50.
Yeah.
Was that the doll movie?
Yeah, it was actually quite effective. It had some good chills, but there was one particularly good scare that they reused in Insidious Chapter 3.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm going to add to that? As an action movie fan...
This has been a good year for action movies.
As an 80s action movie fan... I think y'all should stop fucking moaning and groaning.
I'm not moaning.
Because I watched fucking Last Action Hero and people are like, what the fuck are you watching
that
movie
the
for?
Last Action Hero is great, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm making. People are always going to be like, you like this subgenre. Subgenre is not...
good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it does, action films fall in the same categories.
They
well,
do.
I mean, on one side, you do have like the more stupid like... I haven't really seen any Jean-Claude Van Damme ones, so I'm just going to like generalize here by saying like a stupid one of his maybe. But then on the other side,
any Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But then you have like on the flip side, you have like New Mad Max or you have The Raid, you have stuff
but
like that.
It's funny you should say that because the reaction that It Follows got, and we'll talk about It Follows in the next episode at length probably, but the reaction that It Follows got was very similar to the reaction that John Wick got, which was, oh my God, I can't believe how good this is.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? There are action movies that are terrific. There are horror movies that are terrific. Yeah. You know, nobody does it with rom-coms.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe they kind of do a bit.
It's that crossover effect.
I can't believe how good Love Actually was.
Love Actually is good. No. But Man Up was really good. No. I saw that and that was really good. Simon Pegg is a leading man. Wow.
Oh dear.
It's like Adrian Brody all over again.
I was thinking of Get Hard, sorry.
Get Hard is a completely different film.
You can see the connection I made in my head between Jesus. Man Up and Get Hard.
Get
right?
Hard. It's a dick joke.
So's Man Up.
No, it's not. It's about a woman.
What?
It's about a woman who loves Simon Pegg.
Becoming a man?
No! Yes, it's a transgender love story.
It's beautiful. What?
Yes. Okay, so
I
on...
think it would be funny to make a movie about someone transitioning and be like all jokey about it and call it Man Up?
No.
Not
anyway.
I mean, you could do that about gay people, about coming out, right? You could make a movie like that, right?
Oh.
And do a coming out movie and have it be all jokey and stuff about coming out.
We could do.
I think someone should make that. Because
that
would be
we
nice.
Should
It'd
make...
be very cathartic, I think.
I think we should make a horror movie here in Bray.
About being gay and coming out.
No, about... Yes, it's scary. Actually, there aren't that many gay horror movies. There's a good one called Hellbent that I saw at Fright Fest. Not
you know
Fright, at Horrorthon a long time ago.
Well, you know, what if the horror thing
that, is that intentional?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
What if...
That's awesome.
What if the horror movie was about, you know, all the population of Bray are straight, but that's because they're infected with a thing, but really...
They're
all have gay. To, once they get away from it, it turns out the gay people are the only ones who aren't infected.
By the way...
That's
so
dirty.
Once everyone kind of gets to like this, whatever this.
By the way,
Ross can be the hero.
best gay horror movie.
Yeah.
Alien.
Oh, think about it.
Nice. Okay, so we have to go now.
You have,
but
you have to do some weird reading of that movie to get to that conclusion. But it's actually
just
one of the
vaginas.
Intended. One of the intended kind of artistic statements from Alien is. Homophobia and fear of male impregnation.
That's dirty.
It's very true though. Like, there's lots out there about that kind of stuff.
What was there a recent gay horror movie where I was talking about? Oh yeah, Stranger by the Lake.
Stranger
that
by
was
the
really
Lake.
Good, except it had real
Deliverance.
Sex.
Deliverance. Does that count?
No. Deliverance never counts.
It's a horror movie though, right?
I'd say it would be.
Deliverance is definitely a horror movie.
Right? That's
there's
that
male
level.
Rape in it. Ugh. Ew.
Like, you know, you're being hunted by someone. Like, that's...
It's similar to Wrong Turn 2. Because it stars
Henry
say, Rollins.
I was going to say No Country for Old Men.
I love No Country for Old Men.
It's kind of like The Hills Have Eyes without the mutants.
Laura Ortiz is one of the mutants in the new Hills Have Eyes.
Mm.
She's a little girl?
I don't know if she's...
No, she's a mutant girl.
She's a mutant lady.
She's Ruby.
Wasn't there a little girl mutant?
I don't know.
I don't
remember that.
She wasn't the little girl. She was the one who wore the red hoodie.
Okay, because Laura Ortiz always plays little girls.
Mm. Like,
well,
she did, like, teenager.
Like,
it's
in the T-Mobile ad.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's weird.
No, yeah, Tina is hilarious.
I know, it's so good. I love
Imagine
Laura Ortiz.
Spending your 20s and 30s playing a little girl. It's strange.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
I don't play a little girl.
Didn't say that.
Except when they ask for
it's
it.
Just,
you know?
It's just weird.
If they ask for it, I'm not going to say no. Oh.
And that's the end of that chapter.
Oh, great.
So
we
need to wrap this up.
So we talked about nothing.
We talked about nothing for a whole hour. Thank you for returning to Horror Lives, because Horror Lives is back.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it's really good. We'll go through what we're going to talk about in the next episode. In the next episode, we are going to talk about the year in horror so far.
It's a fucking surprise.
And we're going to be covering movies such as...
Spoilers! Oh my god!
I have to say it because
spoilers.
You can't read my writing. So, It Follows...
Scribble Wabble with
The Poltergeist remake, The 10 that Dreaded Sundown remake.
On Twitter the day after Game of Thrones goes out.
Insidious
so
Chapter
mad.
3, Unfriended, The Human Centipede 3, Jurassic World, Mad Max, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
Last night,
we've already talked about this.
I'm done with this show forever.
What's that last one say?
It says let us
pray. Okay.
And there's probably lots more, but you'll
says,
have to tune in to find out. Oh.
It actually says let us play.
Playing with lettuce?
Yeah, it's a weird fetish.
Is there anything you want to say before we go, Peter?
Yeah, I got a few things I want to say. Okay. Number one, you're ugly. Number two, you smell. Number three... No, that's it.
Okay. You can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/horrorlives. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/horrorlives. And we all have our own Twitters as well. Peter, what's yours?
It's at fuck you, don't talk to me.
Okay, Richard.
It is at Rich M Waters.
And mine is Joey LDG.
You can also follow my Tumblr, fuck you and fuck your mom. You can follow me on Elo. I'm on Elo. Did you guys join Elo when that started?
No, of course not.
Everyone I know was like, oh man, we have to get our fucking usernames. We have to get them. You know, because like...
Yeah.
And then like...
Nobody went on there.
Used it because it was a piece of shit. But I am on Elo.
Okay. I knew people who were on Facebook when it was just for Harvard.
My Elo is Elo, place called Vertigo. I thought that would make Joey laugh while she was drinking.
You didn't get me this time.
I'm on MySpace. Check me out. Just
cut it off.
Just look me up there. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Grindr. I'm on...
I think Grindr's the gay one, darling.
Grindr is the gay one. I'm on the other one.
That's Tinder.
The straight one. I'm on the lesbian one. I'm on...
Do you change your appearance at all for the lesbian one?
No. And look, I like to be upfront with those lesbos.
And I'm going to stop.
Yeah, we're going to stop recording now.
Hey, I'll swallow your soul. I'll swallow your soul. I'll swallow your soul.
Swallow this.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up. They're all messed up. They're all messed up. They're all messed up.